This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So in the early 70s, in Stanford University, this professor by the name of Walter Mischel conducted this, what I consider amazing experiment. And this is now known as the famous marshmallow experiment. So basically the gist of it is he got young children, 4 to 5 years old, put them in a room by themselves and a marshmallow in front of the child. And then he would tell the child, knowing the child's love for marshmallows, that listen, I will leave the room and leave the marshmallow here. When I come back after some time, if the marshmallow is still there, I'll reward you by giving you 2 marshmallows. But if you eat the marshmallow, then you don't get a reward. And basically children sit in front of that marshmallow, trying to resist the urge, the temptation of instant gratification, in favor of long-term greater goals. And you see them, they try to busy themselves, preoccupy themselves, some with singing, some spinning around, just to, you know, avoid the temptation of instant gratification. Obviously, some succeeded and some didn't. Some ate the marshmallow and some waited for him to come back and they got the reward. But the interesting thing was that he tracked these kids through primary and through upper school and through graduation. This is called a longitudinal study, where you track the subjects of the study for some time. And amazing data came out of this. Kids that were able to give preference to greater long-term goals over instant gratification ended up having better relationships. They ended up having greater success at school, greater rates of graduation, better body images, and so on and so forth. And this is one of the few studies which directly links those successful aspects of human achievement with a competency, in this instance, choosing greater long-term goals over instant gratification, or if you like, in our terms, self-control. And he actually wrote a book, the professor, about self-control later on. But the point here for us is that self-control is a key requirement of success. And subhanAllah, Allah Rabbul Izzah says it in the Quran. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Whoever fears the station of his Lord and holds himself back from his whims and fancies and lowly desires, then the next step is the greatest success, which is Jannah. So not only did the Quran recognize self-control as a requirement of attaining success, but gave us a motivation of how to gain self-control, which is the fear of the displeasure of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And we are in a month, which trains us throughout the 30 days, 29 days in self-control. Because dear ones, understand it is one thing to be able to identify that self-control is a requirement of success, a whole separate ball game. And how do you train and develop and inculcate and nourish self-control in a population or in individuals or in a group of people? And this is the magic of the deen, that without even telling you, it is creating this competency inside you. The competency of self-control. So all day you don't eat, you don't drink. Not for a few moments of a marshmallow. This is all day. Food is there in the fridge. Water is there in the fridge. Delights are there. You stay away from it. Why? In favor of long-term goals. What goal? The reward of Allah, Jannah of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. And that is not only for that. It translates into this life as well. Like, you bring that learning back into your daily life, so at least you should. And that is why I say the deen was designed for your success in this life and in the next. Allah give you success. Allah give you success.